This is Dave Gloetz of MrRadio.org. I'm here with Ben Jarosky, the Chicago Reader. You ready to throw it down, Ben?
Let's go.
Today we're talking about Ben's column titled City for Sale that appeared in the Reader on January 22nd, 2009. Ben's article describes how the city recently handed off some major public facilities to private managers. Plus, it talks about two significant financial deals to benefit the proposed 2016 Olympics. First, I want to clarify something that you wrote about Midway Airport. You wrote that the city will net about $1 billion from its leasing of Midway for 99 years. Quote, if you don't deduct the hundreds of millions it will cost the city to pay for the airport's police and fire protection for the last several decades of the deal, after the $225 million set aside from the sale for that stuff runs out, end quote. How long does the city expect the $225 million to last?
That was a point of much dispute at the hearings. Actually, not much dispute. There's never much dispute whatsoever when the city council approves these things. Alderman Tom Allen was the one doing the questioning in this case, and he was pointing out that at some point that $225 million was going to run out, and then they would just start having to budget, take money out of the regular budget to pay for police and fire. And what Paul Volpe was trying to say is, oh, you're thinking way too far ahead, that $225 million will last for at least 25 years. And then as they continued the discussion, it expanded to like 30 years. The point is that it was in Volpe's best interest to try to exaggerate the number of years that it would last, and it was Allen's interest to try to get a firm figure on it. Nobody really knows how long it's going to last because it's contingent on interest rates. So right now, interest rates are really low. They're lower than what Volpe was saying they are. He was claiming an interest rate, I believe, of 5%. I can't remember exactly. But they're lower than that. Now, they may rise in the next few years, but I can't say for sure.
One way we can think about it is that if we look at the 2009 budget, the combined expenses for police and fire services at Midway is $11.1 million. So if you project that, you divide that into $225 million, that lasts for roughly 20 years. So that's one way to get to 20. But let's say, let's be generous. Let's say it's 30. It's still a 99-year budget.
Yeah, it's still a 99-year budget. And then you're also assuming that that $11 million is going to stay fixed. It's not going to rise or increase as salaries go up or health benefits go up or what have you. So you have to take all that into account when you're trying to project something like this. The reality is that the city doesn't want you thinking that we're going to be spending money at Midway. They just want to think you're getting money for getting rid of Midway. It's a typical arrangement that the city has, sort of like this choreographed, orchestrated release of information where they camouflage much of what's going on and concentrate only on what they want you to pay attention to, which is this notion that somehow or other we're getting wealthy. I think what really is going on with the sale of all these public assets, like the parking garages and Midway, the city's trying to clear debt from its books as much as possible for many reasons, but I think the primary reason is to win over the International Olympic Committee, whose approval we need to stage the Olympics. Remember, we're going to probably be borrowing hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars to finance the Olympics. The International Olympic Committee wants some kind of guarantee that Chicago will be able to stay solvent, pay off the money that we borrow for the Olympics. And so one way to show them that we can handle this overwhelming task is to clear up as much debt as we have right now.
But isn't that just good fiscal management for the city as a large organization, especially a governmental organization that issues bonds, to have a lower debt rating?
I can't imagine calling what the city of Chicago is doing right now good fiscal management when we're in the midst of a crisis, we're operating revenue as our most pressing need, and yet we're selling off assets that could bring in some operating revenue and bring in property taxes. So we're cutting ourselves off where we most need help, which is day-to-day budget needs. Furthermore, I don't see how it could be called good financial management to commit ourselves to a project on the scope of the Olympics without any true idea of how much it's going to cost. I would say it's just like everything else in this city. In the abstract, it makes financial sense to get rid of your debt. But this is, of course, not the abstract. This is Chicago, and this is a city that, can't build a sidewalk without going over budget. So I would say this is quite the opposite of a good financial sense.
I'm collecting Olympic slogans, so this is not the abstract, this is Chicago, I think is one I'm going to put.
Put it on a t-shirt.
Yeah. Let's pursue this just for a little bit more here. I want to get your reaction to a particular take on privatization, specifically privatization of the Chicago Skyway. For leasing the Skyway, the city got $1.8 billion up front, and it used that money similar to how it used the Midway proceeds. First of all, it paid off $825 million in outstanding debt, like you were just mentioning. It put $500 million into a so-called rainy day fund. It collects interest on $375 million, so that's in the bank. And it takes the remaining $100 million as income over several years' worth of budgets. And soon after the Skyway deal, Moody's Investor Service upgraded Chicago's bond rating to its highest level in 25 years. Given all that, the Reason Foundation, which is a self-styled libertarian think tank in California, had this reaction to the Skyway deal, and I wonder if you might read it.
Oh, yeah, I'm very familiar with this. Mayor Daley's leadership on privatization should serve as a case study. His privatization initiatives provided opportunities to extract maximum value of its investment in non-core enterprises and apply the proceeds to short and long-term fiscal needs, expanding the boundaries of what is possible for local governments with regard to privatization and asset leasing. Again, libertarians and Milton Friedman economists have this belief in privatization. They think the private markets work far more effectively than public markets. I disagree with them as a fundamental principle, but let's put that fundamental principle aside. The people who wrote this paragraph don't live in Chicago, are not struggling with streets that aren't filled with potholes or train tracks that are falling apart or schools that are falling apart. They live in a bubble. And they live in their own little ideological bubble. That's okay. I mean, you know, it's fine. I'm sure it's nice and warm and dry in there. The reality is that Chicago can't pay its bills. The reality is that it's selling off these assets for reasons that have really absolutely nothing to do with fundamentally sound economic principles. I'm pretty sure it's just a way of funneling money on one level to lawyers and bankers who have ties to the machine. I think Mayor Daley must have picked up a magazine somewhere and read an article about privatization and said, what a great idea. And of course, he gets what he wants. Nobody asks any questions, so we plow ahead. Now, I haven't studied the Skyway initiative in nearly the detail I've studied Midway sale or the parking meter sale or the parking garages sale or the Olympics. That happened before I was really taking a close examination of the city's financial books. But my hunch is it's not nearly as neat a deal as these folks in California or wherever Reason Magazine is have laid it out. So if you want to have a fantasy world of what Chicago's like, then you should subscribe to this point of view. If you want to really know what's going on in Chicago, you have to listen to us, Dave.
Well, Ben Jarofsky, the Chicago Reader, thanks for joining me today.
Take care, Dave.
This is Dave Gloetz. We've been speaking about the rest of the story. When you have a chance, check back at MrRadio.org for further installments or subscribe to our podcast. Thanks for listening.